Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Okay, are you a registered voter in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay. And just generally speaking, do you think the things in Ector County are on the right track or things on the wrong track, in your opinion?
In my personal opinion, I don't see too many issues. I mean, there's always things that the county and or city can do to improve.
So would you say right or wrong track?
I would say, right now I would say, I guess, more on the right track than the wrong, for sure.
Okay, and what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I guess the most important issue facing Ector County right now would be the influx of residents and the lack of, police presence facing, the West Odessa area.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so be... Let me see if I can find what you... Okay, speak quality of dinner, moral issues. I have maybe crime and drugs, maybe managing growth, sprawl development, poor leadership by elected officials.
I would say poor leadership by elected officials, not including Judge Lowe. Judge Lowe does a great job, and I respect him a lot.
Okay. And now how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. All right, sir, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off or worse off, or about the same as today?
In 5 years, I would say it would be worse off.
Worse, okay. All right, then how concerned are you about the security of, and future of your own job or jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned, just because I do have an array of different family members and friends. Some are with the police force, some are in the oil field, so how that kind of goes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Okay, please tell me how would you rate each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor? Being able to get from place to place with little traffic, would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say it's fair. It's definitely fair.
What about public transportation?
Poor.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
I'd say it's pretty fair considering the landscape.
Okay. What about availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Okay. The availability of culture opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
I would actually say it's good.
Good.
I wouldn't say excellent, but I'd say it's good. It's just a lot of people don't look enough for it.
Okay, what about natural beauty and physical setting?
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
I love West Texas. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It's beautiful here.
What about effective leadership from elected officials?
I'd say poor.
Poor? Okay, yeah. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Oh, excellent. I mean, I get
excellent
calls. Yeah, I'm gonna say I get calls weekly with job opportunity. I mean, it's
okay. What about
the job market could not be better right now.
What about offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
Okay. What about public safety and low crime?
That's kind of a tough question. Just because of how big the county is, I would say fair. I would say in some areas it's excellent, and in some areas it's extremely poor.
Okay, but like
fair.
Where where you live?
Where
right?
I live?
Would be. Yes, sir.
Where I live is excellent. I mean, I live right next to the college. I live in the country. I mean, it's excellent.
So it'd be excellent, right? Okay, what about the quality of public schools?
I currently don't have any children in school, so I don't feel comfortable answering.
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I would say very good.
It's good. Okay. A shared vision of effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I mean, if I was speaking for myself, I'd say excellent, but for the city overall, I'd have to go with fair.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's why we want to hear your opinion, okay? So it's your opinion.
Well, I'm saying for myself personally, I would provide all of that at an excellent level, but I know that not everyone here in the city or in the county, for that matter, is as open to, you know, different cultures.
Okay,
so I'd have to say fair.
Okay. What about availability of quality health care?
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, other than heart surgery and cancer, I mean, there's not really anything you can't get done here.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, please rate me Hector County as a place to live for following types of people. Okay. Like families with children. Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. What about immigrants from other countries?
Excellent.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter, the job market.
Excellent.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Racial and ethnic minorities.
Excellent.
Young single people.
Excellent.
People living below, the poverty line.
Very poor. If there's something lower than poor, select that.
Okay. What about retirees?
I'm actually going to say good. We have a lot of really great retirement communities and homes here, you know, if you need more assistance. But, yeah, I mean, there's awesome retirement communities.
What about people like you?
People like me?
Yes.
Excellent. I love it here. I wouldn't
leave. All right. All right, sir. How would you rate overall quality of life in Hector County? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent quality of life here.
Excellent. Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I'd say it's probably going to stay about the same over the five years. There will be years that it improves. There will be years that it deteriorates, but overall, it should stay about the same.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax pay, and jobs from which many communities benefit and, created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Okay. All right. So, and how confident are you that the vision, you know, plans and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I would say not too confident.
Not too confident. All right, sir. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work. Okay, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, okay. All right, and how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership of the community development in Ector County? Very, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident, okay. All right, so then how likely are you, you know, or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
I mean, family member, very likely. Me, not likely.
Okay, so your family member, yeah, it's like you or, you know, an immediate family member. So be very likely for them?
Yeah, I mean, say my father's retiring and he wants to move to the lake, so I mean.
Oh, okay. Okay, in your opinion, what is the primary reason, you know, that you or family member are likely to move from the area? Would that be poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, or family reasons like retirement, poor educational opportunities from, you know, from them? Family reasons. Okay.
Yeah, retirement.
All right, sir. All right. We're almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have just a few last questions for statistical purposes.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. And I really appreciate your time, you know, help with this survey. Okay. What is the highest level education that you have completed?
Technical degree.
Okay. I have a high school or less, or some college graduate, or graduate degree.
Some college.
Some college. Okay. All right, so in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Okay, Independent. All right, so now what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
18 to 34.
Okay. All right, and do you have a school-age child living in your household?
I do not have a school-age child living in my household.
So, no, right? Okay, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Anglo, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, so is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and is your annual household like $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or over $75,000?
Over $75,000.
Okay. All right, sir, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. All right. All right, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Very, very male.
All right, thank you, sir. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, just barely.
All right. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation and your honest opinion, okay? You have a great evening, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Great. You as well.
Bye-bye. Okay.